Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Mor and Amy Marazi Sheyichu, schus Moshe Beshtin, right? So Moshe Mordechai. Lerfuas Bela Elisheva Bas Ruchama Shendel, and Yosef Moshe Ben Ora, Besoch Shachal Yisrael, Lerfuas Dina Bracha Bas Esther Hadassah, Besoch Shachal Yisrael. And we are continuing B'siyata Deshmaya, our series of Shi'urim, the Sefer Orot HaKodesh. Anachno b'chile gimel b'musar HaKodesh, b'piska pei, sh'apiska hazot mofia gam b'shmone kvatzim, kayadu sh'Orot HaKodesh mevusas al shmone kvatzim. So it's in shmone kvatzim, in kovetz hei, Os Kuf Samech Vav. Omer Maran Rav Zatzal, Mitromem Hu Adam Kshosek Bedvarim Nisgavim. Miziv HaNisgav Mitatzel Al Osek Behem Tziur Pnimi Shemasir Et HaAtzmiut HaNafshit Shel Ahogeh VaMetzayer Ad SheHasiguf Mitatzem Bitochiyuto. Vezeh Nohag Bechol Nisgav Galui, Bechol Yofi Na'aleh, Bechol Hod Musari Gadol, Bechol Chochma VeSeder Mefo'ar. ובדברים אלוהיים בתורה ובמצוות אור נשגב בהם עצור וגנוז, חבוי וטמון, בצורה של חיים אדירים שרק קיום, קווים וניצוצות יוצאים מהם ללב העוסק בגלוי, וזיבם המתגלה תלוי באופיו האיכותי, לפי מידת רוחו וטהרתו של כל אחד ואחד. של כל אחד, אבל ההסתגבות הנשמתית אינה קשורה במידה הגלויה שבסיגוב האלוהי שבמצווה בתורה. והעצמיות מסתגבת בפנימיות מהותה לפי אותה עמידה נאצלת של נשגב עצמי שעורה בתוך באורו בנושא הקדוש שהוא של אור התורה והמצווה. על כן אין קץ בתכלית לא של הנשגב של עוסקי תורה ומצוות, ואין גבול לנעימות ססון הקודש, השרויה ברוח הפנימי של כל מתחבר לקודש ורד זה של שמחת המצוות והעבודה האלוהית, הוא המנסה את נשמת העולם לתעודתה, ישמחו השמיים. ותגר הארץ, דברים מרוממים. אז הבה נראה מה פירושם. מתרומם הוא האדם כשעוסק בדברים נשגבים. A person is elevated when he is involving himself in elevated matters. In this passage, the Rav teaches us about the light that we can find in Torah and Mitzvahs. But before we get to Torah and Mitzvahs, first the Rav talks about the light we have in all sublime matters in this world. The person who's osek in dvarim nisgavim, in sublime matters, meaning things that are elevated in this world, then he is elevated. On a very, very simple level, when a person reads the New York Post or the New York Daily News, and he reads about murder, so it brings out the more murderous part of him. When he reads about rape, so chas v'shalom, it brings out the more rapist part of him. When he reads about gneva, about stealing, so it brings out that part of him, because we have in ourselves tov v'ra. Each and every one of us. That's why when we got to Har Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu had to tell us, you know what, chevre, you're very holy. I took you out al kanfei nesharim, v'vi eschem elai. I did all those gevaldik kenisim for you in Mitzrayim. You're having this tremendous nevuah, but you know what? Do me a favor. Lo sirtzach. Lo sinof. Lo signov. Yeah, we need that too. So when a person's oisek b'dvarim nisgavim, he's elevated. When a person's oisek in dvarim p'chusim, he's lowered. It's that simple. You want to become a better person? Read stories of tzaddikim. Read about Rabbi Levine. Read about Avraham Ginachovsky. A little reading a sefer about him now. So many incredible stories. An off the charts tzaddik. Read about the Ger Rebbes, the Kloisenberger Rebbe, the Achim Stifke Rebbes, the Bova Rebbes. The list goes on and on and on and on. So many tzaddikim to read about, to learn about. And you're elevated. And when you read about evil people, it brings you down. You read about evil mice and it brings you down. But a person's mitromem when he's osek in the varm niskav. Miziv haniskav metatzel haosek behem tziur pnimi shemasir et ha'atzmiut hanafshit shel ahogeh v'metzayer. It's a ma'ariv d'gezach. When you have from the shine, from the sublime shine, is emanated on the one who is involved in it, a tziur pnimi, an internal picture. So I'm sure, as always, all of the Rav's writings are Kabbalah. And we, lefi erkenu, with our small shel rosh, try to understand them on a more nigla plane, because I'm just, not that one shouldn't understand them, al pitaras hanister. It was a great Talmud Chacham and scholar, Rabbi Dr. Yosef Avivi, I think he's also a doctor and also a rabbi. So he wrote two volumes on the Kabbalah of Rav Kook. So you can go there for that. There's a lot of studies being done, you know, on his relationship to Kabbalah and philosophy, etc., etc. But I am not holding there, so I explained it LP. My very, very limited, al pi havanati hadala, my very limited, impoverished understanding. Mizivan is government that sells segbem sirpnu. So you have this internal picture. In other words, when you learn elevated matters, elevating matters, our example was when you read Sipurei Tzadikim. So that now goes into your internal picture, your world of imagination. And what that does is shemas here, that shines at that smiutan of shichel ogeve mitzayer on your own atzmius, on the thinker's atzmius. In other words, let's say I'm reading a story. I mentioned before the example just because that's where I'm in the middle of now. Once a series of articles, they ask various people, rabbis and the like, what books they have by their bed. So what do they read before they go to sleep? So it's very, very important. You want to dream about good things, read about good things before you go to sleep. So I have next to my bed the Rebbe Avraham. So let's say you read a story about him, about his tzidkus. So what that does is that brings out the atzmius hanafshis. That brings out my own atzmius. Your own self is going to be brought out by those stories. In other words, you're not going to be a kafil. You're not going to be a another version of Rabbi Levine. I don't know. Rabbi Levine was perfect for Rabbi Levine. You have to be you. But when you read about Rabbi Levine and you get his picture inside of you and that illustration, those behaviors and actions and attitudes, and then you internalize them, you think about them. So now that brings out your atzmius, your goodness. You hear a story, all of a sudden, you know, you start tearing up maybe. Because it touches a deep part of you sometimes. That's what it means. That it touches a deep part of you and it brings out your own atzmius that we're not in touch with a lot. You know, we live in a world, very competitive world and a very materialistic world. So many people repress more sensitive spiritual sides of themselves and they're focused on the bottom line, on the money. And the success, what society calls success. But when one is osek and varm nisgavim, in these sublime matters, in these holy matters, in goodness and kindness and love, so that shines to his atzmius, to his own spiritual self. Acha siguv mitatzem bitochiyuto, until this sublimity becomes stronger within the person. And this is everything revealed, every revealed sublime matter, every elevated beauty. Just looking at a nice picture, at a landscape, at a waterfall. Three things expand a person's das. Dira na, have a beautiful apartment. Have an apartment with artwork. It elevates a person. It expands a person. Isha na, have a beautiful wife. You can look at your wife and say, ah, so beautiful. Kalim Naim, dress well. It's Marchiv Yudas. So that's what the Rav here is, as the source in the Gemara. As I mentioned in the past, there's not enough been written on the Ora Ota Kodesh, but I found a Talmud Chacham in Akko named Rav Neria Popel. So he has a beautiful parish that is helping me along the way in the Ora Ota Kodesh. I highly recommend it. So even Gashmiyistika beauty elevates a person. And also splendid musr, splendorous musr, chachma, seder, even when you see things beseder. In other words, we like to see things in order. When things are all messed up, so then it causes a mess up in your brain. When you see things that are neat and orderly, it's just a much better feeling inside, and that elevates you. Okay, so that's a more revealed way. In the Torah and mitzvahs, godly matters, the sublime light is hidden. So it's such a great a divine light that we can't connect to it in this world. So you're doing a mitzvah, you think it's not a big deal. You wrote a check for tzedakah. People don't write checks for tzedakah anymore. They donate online. So mostly. So the person, you know, types in $100, $200, $500, $1,000, $10,000. So it goes on with his day. It feels good for a minute. It feels good maybe for a few minutes. What goes on with his day? No, he doesn't get the Oragonis. He doesn't realize what tremendous light. He was just his soul, which is zochet to. As Rabbeinu, the Chaim Volozhiner writes, Shardal, the Perikov Ches and Nefshachayim. Torah is so holy, so it has to fit itself into each world. And in this world, so we learn Torah, we learn about stories, and we learn about Shoshana Gechazapara, and we learn about Yerushalayimidas, and we learn about Allah Sword Zachin that seem to be very, very physical, very material. He owns this Shnaimuchas and Metal, Zermakula, Shiv, Zermakula, 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 and learning Mesechas Yavamas, and she's a Tsar, and he's a Tsar, and there's so many Tsars. So you're learning all these things, so you don't see the light in them. Yeah, okay, it's a good feeling you did today's daf, Gevaldik. We don't realize how much light, how much tremendous light is in there, and we're only going to be zeicher after 120. We only can touch the revealed parts, but our soul is connecting to the, and our soul does know on some level, but we don't always feel it. And that's an important thing to remember. That we're, whenever we do involved in Torah mitzvahs, we are accessing tremendous light, kedusha, Metzius, true reality that we're only going to feel at the end of days, at the end of our days. So this is tremendous life. The light in Torah and Mitzvahs is so great. So all we can touch is lines and sparks that come out of the heart of a person who's Osek Begalui. In other words, when you have Ora Shemesh, you have to wear sunglasses. Can't look at the Shemesh directly, it's going to harm your eyes. It's too much. So there's a tzimtzum also of the Or of Torah and Mitzvahs. Okay, this is also Kabbalah. Kav and Itzotus is Or Mitzumtzum. Kav is Totzah Shel Or Shenit Kalba Mesach Gadol. Mechele Katan, you have this great barrier in front of the light, and only a little bit of the light is able to break through this barrier. And Itzotzos is the revelation of light that appears for a moment on the person. So the nitzot, the advantage of this nitzot, of this spark, is that it's the revelation of this greater light. And since it's only momentary, a person can absorb it. But the kav is not the greater light. More mitzumtzum, it's more contracted. Whereas in nitzotzot, it's a greater light, but it's only temporary. Gevaldik. Hakoponim, so you're learning. You're not getting all the light, but you're getting a little bit. And what's revealed is totally in the person. You need kelim. The more kelim you have, the more the light is going to be revealed within you. Depends on your ruach, depends on your tara. Speaking of Agoin Reb Avraham, so one of the things I read in the book that I loved was that he said he can tell from someone's svaris whether or not he's makbid on Tfilas Ezra. Does he go to mikvah or not go to mikvah? He can tell from his svaras. So when you're in such a high spiritual madrega, Torah is going to be revealed in you more. Depends on your quality. According to your, the measure of your spirit and your purity. The more pure you are, the more Torah is going to be revealed. But what happens to the soul, what's revealed, depends on the person. What happens in the soul is Torah and mitzvahs. So you don't feel it. Say it. You don't feel it. You know what it's like? It's like you eat a piece of chocolate cake. It's delicious, right? But it's really not good for your body. It feels great. It's not good for your body. and you eat something that's not as tasty, but it's very good for you. Very healthy. It doesn't taste so good. You're right, you don't feel it, but your body knows. So the havdil, Torah mitzvah also. You don't feel it. That's fine. Doesn't mean it's not good for you. And adrav, since things you do feel are bad for you. Person is eats unkosher food, so it's delicious. Never tried it. Guessing. See the way goyim enjoy unkosher food. But it's very bad for his soul. So his body's feeling good, but his soul's feeling bad. And when a person's fasting on Yom Kippur, his body's feeling badly and his soul is feeling amazing. Or maybe his body's feeling great on Yom Kippur, adirabad. I wish that on all of us. אלא עצמית מסגבת פניות ומתה לפי אותה מידה נעצרת שהנשגה והמצווי של רבי תורו בנושא הקדוש ההוא של אור התורה והמצווה. You're elevated to the extent that that matter is holy. על כן יקד צדק שלוש הנשגב של עוסקי תורה ומצוות. And therefore there's no end to the simcha of Torah, or those who are Osek and Torah mitzvot, because your soul is filled up. Not in a physical way, but the neshama is filled up. And the more you connect to your neshama, the happier you're going to be. But there's no end, because there's this infinite light in Torah mitzvot. Ve'en kvul l'nimatz eson ha-kodesh, and there's no limit to the pleasure of the holiness, the holy joy. Ha'shu'ya b'ruach ha'pnimi shel kol ha-mitchaber la-kodesh, that's found in the internal spirit of anyone who connects to what's holy. V'raza shem suchatem tolam v'avada alokit, v'amin ha'seit nishmat olam l'tu datan. This secret of the joy of Torah, serving Hashem, is what elevates the soul of the world to its purpose. Yisumchu ha-shamayim v'tegei la-aretz. Right, it says these little tribes together. It's Yiram Yamalov, possibly we say so often from Tehillim 96:11, and maybe what the Rav means is that this pasuk is teaching you that by being mechaber shemayim baretz, the simcha is gonna, you're gonna, the earth is gonna be joyful. Shemayim is the ruchnius. When the shemayim is happy, when you're connecting to the simchas of shemayim, memelo v'sagal aretz, you're also gonna be happy down here, because that's the goal. The goal is to connect to the ruchnius, bring the joy down here. And it's important to know, this is really this is Musar HaKodesh, this is Holy Musar. So the Holy Musar to remember is that Torah and Mitzvah fills a person with Simcha. And the more you connect to it, the more pure you are, the more it's going to be revealed in you, and the more you're going to feel it. And that's a big avodah to work on, becoming more Ruchni, to get the pleasure of Torah and Mitzvah. The shine that's revealed, says the Rav, depends on a person's, the quality of his character, according to the measure of the spirit and purity of everyone. So that's, everybody's getting it in their soul, because Torah and Mitzvot are so holy and elevated and beautiful. All right, this is a beautiful little Pisgah. And please God, אנחנו נמשיך. שלום, שלום, תודה רבה רבה על ההקשבה.